Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about toys and movies and stuff and our latest exclusives, because I guess we're going to have a few to talk about almost every week from now on at this rate, it seems. So we'll see how many more we have. It'll be fun. Anyway, let's talk about movies first. Last week at the box office, Transformers Age of Extinction retained the number one spot with $37 million. It was followed by Tammy, 21.6, 22 Jump Street, 9.8 million, Deliver Us from Evil, 9.7 million, and How to Train Your Dragon 2, $9 million. New this week, the very well-received Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is coming, as well as Boyhood, Rage, A Long Way Down, and other limited releases. James Gunn is telling the press that Guardians of the Galaxy has something close to four times the amount of characters and cameos as the Avengers, mostly in small roles. Clerks 3 has been passed on by the Weinsteins due to Kevin Smith's supposedly too high budget, $6 million. Clerks 2 is $5 million and made about $24 million overall. Via Pitchfork, Shellac announced a new album. Dude Incredible is due September 16th. 9 songs and no tour are expected. Guillermo del Toro confirmed a Pacific Rim animated series is in the works for kids, which will bridge the first and second movies. Nice! On sale, Entertainment Earth. Elope in time for Comic-Con, and by that I mean buy costumes from Elope, one of our great suppliers, masks, scarves, hats, and other costume wearables, and save big. Buy one, get a second, 40% off. Don't delay. Order today. Wear yours proudly at your favorite summer convention. Also, keep in mind, if they're not in stock, they might not be here in time for that convention, but you can check out our entire selection, and Halloween is just around the corner. Via eBay, there was an interesting piece of toy news this week. We normally don't talk about it, but a piece of history sold. An unreleased Transformers Generation 2 complete Menasor was available. Motormaster and all four Stunticons were in there. Motormaster had his stickers and various guns, which people haven't really seen before. The whole shebang was $26,815. Breakdown was a BotCon exclusive 20 years ago, but the others are pretty darn scarce, and these are bagged samples. Package samples of the cars have shown up from time to time, but not of Menasor. Sorry, not of Motormaster, because they both start with M and end with Ur, and this is going to happen. So if you've never seen it, take a look, check out the auction. It's too late to bid on it, it's over, but it's one of the first sightings of the toy with stickers and accessories, so it's a nice piece of history. And on the note of Transformers history, we're making some, because the very first Transformers Hikari vinyl exclusives are at Entertainment Earth. We have battle-ready, battle-worn versions of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. They're gorgeous. We just put them up. They're mostly sold out, so by the time you hear this, they might be gone. If they're still available, I would recommend ordering immediately, just because the percentage, it's pretty high. Just saying. Go ahead and order it. We also are going to be selling, or rather are selling, a Creature from the Black Lagoon Apocalypse Hikari vinyl figure. Metallic, beautiful, probably also sold out by the time you hear this. So basically Friday morning, just be ready to order Hikari stuff on our site, because otherwise, forget it. Other pre-orders, what else do we got? Oh, Transformers Generations Leader Jetfire is up for pre-order now. The thrilling 30 toy is huge, has an opening cockpit and swappable faces, and we've already sold a bunch in the first 5 minutes. Get it! We launched the pre-orders just this morning. The response is incredible. What else we got? Frozen! Sorry about the modulation problems today. I don't know what's going on with my microphone. If you like Frozen, your kids might want this stuff. Entertainment Earth has two exclusives, a keychain backpack clip of Elsa, and a pop vinyl figure of your favorite snowman that is nice and glittery. We're also now selling a number of individual Hasbro action figures and Transformers. If you want a bunch of Black Series 6-inch Clone Troopers or Stormtroopers, you can do that. If you want Boba Fett because you missed it, you can order him. If you want Chewbacca, you are welcome to grab as many Chewbaccas as you like. It's your lucky day, so you can also pre-order these, as well as Ant-Man from Marvel Infinite, or Infinity Series. They change the name so many times, I can't remember what it says in the box. Windblade is up, the Transformers fan figure, and many others. We're going to have more in the future, most likely, so keep an eye on our site for more of these fine items. Other new exclusives this week, because we're just that popular, we have the Batman Classic 1966 TV series Softball Prison Joker. It is selling well, and it's Cesar Romero, an Amigo-style figure. It's great. Figures Toy Company. They make really good stuff. They're known mostly for probably their Kiss figures, but they've done other TV projects and Mego-esque figures, and you can check those out on our website. We also showed three more convention exclusives. We will be selling these first at San Diego Comic-Con in a couple of weeks. There is a Saturday Night Live ambiguously gay duo, Ace and Gary, 3¾-inch action figure set, with Big Head, with a tin tote lunchbox. It's a nice gift package, and you should get one. We also added the Adventure Time BMO tin tote gift set. You get the tin tote that looks kind of like a BMO, and some other stuff inside. We also put up the Star Trek Voyager 7 of 9 bobblehead, which I believe is the first ever Star Trek Voyager 7 of 9 bobblehead. So you can order one of those, and that's great. And that's what we got for this week. We've got lots of new stuff going up almost every couple of minutes, it seems. There's a lot of great new toys coming. Obviously, you can't collect them all, but you can collect a lot of them. And if you do collect a lot of them, we do offer a free shipping offer. If you spend $79 on in-stock products in the USA, your stuff can ship for free. Also, select pre-orders ship for free. Check the item for free shippingness. This is Adam Paula signing off. Follow us on Twitter and Earth, Facebook, Entertainment Earth, and elsewhere. If you come see us in San Diego, say hi, and I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.